So again, I'm Scott. I'm a sex and love addict.
Hey, Scott.
Nice to be here. Thanks, Bruce, for asking. I've been in SLAA for almost 2 years, and I've been off of my bottom lines for 14 months. Took me a while to get some traction. When I first came into the program, I was in a relationship. I had been with my boyfriend for 13 years, and I had been cheating for probably 12 of them. And I came in, when I first figured out that I had this issue, I wanted to see if I could figure out how to fix myself so I could fix the relationship and see if I could restart the relationship and stop cheating and acting out. And so I did the program, you know, in secret, not telling him about it for the first like 6 months or so, sneaking off to meetings and like doing online meetings in my car. And that started to weigh on me, just like that. It was like, felt like I was building another secret. And I started working the steps pretty quickly, got a sponsor pretty quickly. And he was really ineffective. He was really just not available, and it was tough. I started to wonder, I was like, is this just like a codependent reaction I'm having? Like, am I wanting too much from him? There were times where, you know, it's only a few times I would call him and be like, okay, I'm really struggling. Like, I need some support. And like, he wouldn't call me back sometimes for like 5 or 6 days. But we made it through the steps, and like, he was barely paying attention. You know, like after we finished the fifth step, he was like, so now you can make a dating plan. I'm like, I have a boyfriend. Like, we talk about this all the time. He's like, oh, right. Then when we got to the eighth step, I was like immediately like, okay, I need to obviously, the main person I need to make amends to is my boyfriend. And I kind of jumped ahead and just laid it all out and told him. And like, you know, told him I was a sex and love addict and what had been going on and what I'd been doing and how I'd found the program. And within a few minutes of telling him, he was like, well, since you're a sex addict, does that mean we can start having threesomes and like open up the relationship? And I was like, no, it like kind of means the opposite of that. Like, I don't want to be doing anything at all like that. That immediately, in my mind, I was like, okay, there's no fixing this. Like, I need an exit strategy from like this relationship. And he had a rule that we had to have sex like every 2 days, or if we didn't, then we had to talk about why we weren't. And I was like, I do not want to talk about that, so we are just gonna like get through it and like have the sex. I see now that that was basically like a non-consensual sexual relationship, because he had to know that like I was not into it and willing all the time, that I was just doing it. So after a couple more months, I told him I was gonna like keep trying to work through it, see if I could figure it out. And I had done a lot better. Like, I had only acted out like 3 times in those 6 months, compared to like 3 times a week when I first got in. But I finally clicked one morning that like I was acting out. I was like, when we were having sex, I was having to come up with fantasy in my head about qualifiers and like other people that I was like attracted to. And so it finally was like, okay, like if I don't stop this relationship, like this is a never ending cycle. Like that fantasy is never gonna stop. So I ended the relationship and I was like, I'm just gonna do a hard reset of my program. And that was 14 months ago, and it worked like a charm. Like, I haven't acted out since then. The tools for me are really, you know, pretty basic, like the preamble says, you know, like sponsorship meetings, outreach, higher power. I go to a lot of meetings. I do 3 or 4 online meetings and 2 in-person meetings every week. I try and do outreach every day. I'm usually at 5 or 6 days a week. I do a lot of service. I'm a secretary at an in-person meeting, secretary at another online meeting, treasurer at another meeting, timer at another meeting. God, my Lord, higher power, has been a huge, huge help. When I first started, I was like, I can't pray to God about, talk to God about sex. Like, you know, I've been like, you know, it just felt like disrespectful or something, you know, like I've been keeping like my habits a secret from everybody. But I finally came to see it like, okay, like God has been watching, knows what's been going on. Like, it doesn't have to be a secret. I found this prayer called the Prayer of Accepted Tenderness that basically says that like God's acceptance is all that matters. And you know, I know so many of us have issues with like validation seeking, and that really helped me to like be like, I don't need validation from anybody, you know, except God. Like, if God has gotten me this far, you know, if God has brought me to it, God will see me through it. And so all that happened right around the same time, and is like what set me like on the right path. And you know, I know now that when I was acting out, like I used to focus so much on like what I didn't have, you know, like guys that I wanted but couldn't get, or somebody who like I fell for but didn't want me. But now I see that like I have to make the focus on things that I do have and appreciate the good things that I have. I read recently that, you know, all humans have something like 4 or 5 times more negative thoughts every day than positive thoughts. That was kind of comforting that I wasn't the only one. So now I really try and pay attention to that. You know, like when something's good, like I try and journal about good things, not just like bad things. It was always so tough to like go back and read journals entries and be like, oh, like this was miserable. But now, like when I'm not feeling great, I can go be like, oh, look at this great thing that happened, and like it can help a lot. So I just try and focus on good things that are happening. I found a new sponsor after the breakup as well. As soon as I broke up with my boyfriend, I was like, if I can do that, I can break up with this ridiculous sponsor. And it took me a few months, but I found another one, and he's been really great and really helpful, and we're doing the steps again. And a few months ago, like four or five months ago, we got through the fifth step, and he was like, do you want to do a dating plan? And I was like, I don't know, they sound pretty terrible. Everyone says like sober dating sucks, but thank you. But I was like, let's give it a try, because if it's going to take as long as everybody says to like find something worthwhile, then I might as well start. And I met somebody within like a week. And at first I was like, I mean, I'm still a little like self-conscious about it. I'm like, is this just my love addict who's been like waiting to pounce? But no, like, you know, I'm like dating with my sponsor and with fellows, mm-hmm. and every step of the way. And my dating plan was amazing. Like, it was a huge comfort. Like, I thought it was gonna be annoying, but like actually took a lot of comfort in the fact that I was able to follow it. And the guy that I met, fortunately, has wanted to take things slow for his own reasons, and never once questioned like that I was slowing things down. It's been a really great experience. Like, I really feel like, as I heard recently, like I'm getting the chance to expand my recovery through dating. Because there's so many things that come up dating that I wouldn't have known I still had an issue with just sitting home alone. Like, I definitely still have some like anxious attachment stuff going on, but now I can see that like I just need to sit back and be patient and sit with those feelings and like remember the good things that have happened and don't dwell on like what's not happening, and you know, I can get through it. And yeah, it's still like, I still can't believe like how good the relationship's going. Like, we've been dating for 4 months. And, you know, I like him more and more still, which is a new, very new thing. In the past, I would have started out like liking somebody at like 1,000%, and then be like, yeah, I can still kind of tolerate you. I'll keep you around, but this is a whole different experience that has been really, really powerful. And yeah, that's my story. I'm Scott. I'm a sex and love addict. Thanks for being here.